Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager and this is Celtic Pathways, a series in which we explore connections between Celtic languages and look for words with Celtic roots in other languages. In this episode, we're looking into words for flowers and related things. In Proto-Celtic, the word blatus meant flower or blossom. It comes from the Proto-Indo-European root bleh, meaning bloom or flower. Descendants in the modern Celtic languages include bla, meaning blossom, flower, bloom, beauty, prime, prosperity or abundance in Irish, bla, meaning bloom, blossom, flower, consequence, effect or heyday in Scottish Gaelic, bleh, meaning bloom, blossom, flower, heyday or pride in Manx, blodyn, meaning flower, bloom, blossoms, florets, flowering plant or petal in Welsh, bledyn, meaning blossom or flower in Cornish, and bloi, meaning flowers, flowering, apogee, or menstruation in Breton. The Proto-Celtic word blatus became blatona, meaning flower in Gaulish, which was borrowed into medieval Latin as bladona, meaning mullein, which is a kind of plant of the genus Verbascum, which became belladonna in Italian, which is a kind of flower also known as a deadly nightshade, or in Latin, Atropa belladonna. English words from the same Proto-Indo-European root include bloom, blossom, blade, flower, as in flower with petals, and flower, as in powder, flourish, foliage, and folio. Incidentally, words meaning flower, as in the powdery stuff, in some Celtic languages come from the same Proto-Indo-European root, via Anglo-Norman, Old French, Latin, and Proto-Italic. They include fleur, or flour, in Welsh, Flower in Manx, flour in Scottish Gaelic, and plour in Irish, which also means flower, as in the thing with petals. You can find a transcript of this podcast, links to further information, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. I also write about words and etymology and other language-related things on blog.omniglot.com, and I explore connections between Celtic languages in more detail at omniglot.com/celtiadir. Or why not visit omniglot.com, the online encyclopedia of writing systems and languages. Don't forget to subscribe to or follow this podcast where you can, share it with your friends, and please leave a like or comment if you'd like to. To support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. Thank you for listening and goodbye.